This isn't your average business podcast, and he's not your average host. This is the James Altucher Show.
So, Jay, in the back of David Rubenstein's book, and the other day we released the David Rubenstein interviews, in the back of his book, there are sample U.S. citizenship tests.
Oh, no.
And to be honest, some of these answers I didn't know, but, you know, you're a potential U.S. Future U.S. citizen. Do you want to be a U.S. citizen?
Well, we talked about this the other day, and I was
skeptical that you would prefer a Malaysian passport over a U.S. passport. Well, maybe that's me being too U.S. centric.
Well, I did prefer U.S. passport. I mean, a Malaysian passport, because I think Malaysian passport is more available than U.S. passport.
Oh, right. Because you said you can go to more places like sunny places like Iran and things like that.
If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. The only places that I can go as with Malaysian passport is, I believe it's Israel.
Really? Israel won't accept Malaysians?
Okay, so in the back of the Malaysian passport, if I remember correctly, it says this passport can use for every country except Israel.
But what are the benefits then of being a U.S. citizen? Like sorry if I don't know your full status. You don't even have a green card right now. What are the benefits of the green card and the U.S. citizen?
So with the green card, I'm not a citizen yet. It's easier for me to go through the interview. It's easier for me to come in. But I still hold my Malaysian passport and I'm still a Malaysian citizen. The difference between the green card and the citizen is that once I become a U.S. citizen, I have to destroy my Malaysian passport. Malaysian doesn't allow two passport holder.
But like, don't you risk, like, let's say, I don't know, God forbid, I die and the James Altucher Show ends and you're out there on the street just begging for dollars. There's no other podcast will touch you with a 10-foot pole. Yeah. But no, that's not true. But like, don't you risk being kicked out of the country?
Nope. Because I have a work visa. I have an agent. So technically, I can work, you know, as long as within the industry, I can work for other people as well.
So why does anybody go for a green card or a U.S. citizenship?
It's literally just easier to come into the country. For citizenship, if you're an American citizen, then you won't get denied entry. And then you can also vote.
So those are the main two things. But like…
As far as I can tell.
But as a lot of people, if they don't have like a job here and a career here to begin with, they can't, you know, even like with many kinds of visas, you only could spend so much time here per year. And then you have to go out of the country. So that's… And it's hard to get… like you were able to establish that you are unique in an industry. Yep. And that's how you were able to get the work visa. But a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah. It's pretty hard. Especially right now. It's getting harder and harder.
So that's a reason to get a green card and a citizenship.
Yeah. But it's also pretty hard to get a green card too. However, if I will ever win a Grammy, I should be able to get a green card right away.
Let's see if you could become a U.S. citizen. I'm going to ask you the questions. Okay. And everyone listening should, each question, should pause a little bit. You can pause the audio and try to answer this. Or maybe you'll know the answer right away.
Can I? Is Google allowed?
No, you cannot use Google.
I have it right in front of me.
Let me see. We're on Zoom, right? Like, yeah. Let me see you. You cannot… I don't want to see or hear any typing. So, okay. This is from Sample Test 1, U.S. Citizenship Test. Number one, what is the supreme law of the land?
The right to bear arm?
No. Answer this seriously. Do you really think the right to bear arm is the most important, the supreme law of the land?
Okay. What does it mean by supreme law of the land?
All right, well, it's the most important set of laws that every other law refers to.
Oh, the constitutions, right?
Correct. Okay, yes. Number two. Name one branch or part of the government.
Homeland Security, is that part of the government?
Not really. Make sure it's like related to like a full branch of government.
DMV? Is that DMV a part of government? No.
DMV is not a it's not really a part of the government.
Oh god, I'm failing right now.
Okay, or name one branch of government.
Branch of government. The Defense Department.
No, okay. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a clue. All right.
Okay.
In America, there's known as something called checks and balances. The checks and balances are related to the three branches of government.
The treasure, the reserve.
No, I'll give you some answers. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You got number one, but you failed number two. Yeah. So the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. So if you had said the presidency, the Congress, or the Supreme Court, that would have been correct too.
I actually had Supreme Court in my mind, but I just don't know why I choose all the other that's like,
yeah, like
very aggressive
motor vehicles. Yeah. What the heck?
Like, I just went to it like last month or something like that.
Okay, this is a hard one, which I could not answer. So it's okay if you can't answer. There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them. Actually, I could have answered this.
Yeah. I remember we talked about this, right? Describe who can vote? Like, as long as you're a
U.S. citizen. Describe one of the amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Just describe one of the amendments.
I thought is as long as you're the citizen and you're over the age of, was it 18? Then you can vote, right? I could be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. That was, I think, passed in 1972. I'm not totally sure. But yeah. Citizens 18 and older can vote. That was an amendment. Yep. Another amendment was, you know, women can vote. Another amendment was you don't have to pay a poll tax to vote. And okay.
So did I get it right, though?
Yes.
Okay, so that one. Two out of three. Yeah.
What is one reason colonists came to America?
Colonists?
Yeah, what is the reason why early settlers came to America?
Oh, I thought it was exploration. Or was it spice?
No, spice was to China.
Yeah.
But what is the reason why early colonists came to America?
To find India. Technically.
Okay. I'm not letting that one go. Like, give a different answer.
I thought it's exploration and conquering. I mean, I don't think that. Yeah, right.
No, but that's the reason why they came to the New World, but came to America after 1776. That's the reason Christopher Columbus came. But I'm talking about America, like the United States of America.
I don't know, to make peace.
To make peace, you know. No.
Oh my God, feeling this right now. I only know about the native Indian. I mean, I have a darker answer, but I think the answer is going to upset everyone. So I'm not going to say the answer.
What's the answer you have?
It's going to upset everyone just to colonize the Native American?
No, but that's again…
the New World, right?
That's the New World. I'm talking about the United States of America. So that's like after 1492. But give an answer for after 1776.
Oh man, I don't even know what's happening past 1988. Taxations? I have no idea.
What's the reason why you came to America?
Oh, to find a better job. A bigger dream.
Economic opportunity.
Yeah.
That's an answer. So another valid answer is escape persecution.
Oh.
Political liberty, religious freedom, their religion.
But the question is a colonizer though.
A colonizer, yeah. Colonists are like, you know…
Immigrant.
Well, it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was the same thing. So like, if the question is framed as immigrant, then I would know. I would know right away because I am one of them.
Okay, I can't give you a pass on that one though.
Okay.
So now you're two out of four. 50%. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
It's not New Orleans, is it?
Close answer, but I can't accept that one.
It's not Chicago.
What territory? Not what city?
Oh, territory. Territory is not. So it's not including the states, sort of. Is it Puerto Rico?
So you own, like, New Orleans is in what? Louisiana.
Louisiana. You're okay.
So the Louisiana Purchase was in 1803.
Yeah.
So the Louisiana territory or just Louisiana is good.
Okay. So Louisiana. So like, yeah. I was thinking about New Orleans. I totally forgot like where
if this
New
was multiple Orleans. Choice, you would have gotten it. But it's not a multiple choice. So you did not get it.
Okay.
Name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s.
Is it Vietnam War? Is
that Vietnam War works? World War One, World War Two, Korean War, Vietnam War, and of course the first Gulf War.
Right.
So 1900s.
So I get.
You got that one right.
Yeah, yeah. So how many now? I got
two. So you're three out of five.
Sorry, three out of six. Jesus.
Yeah. Name one of the two longest rivers in the United States.
One of the two longest rivers? How did I know?
What's the longest river in the United States?
Mississippi?
Yeah, done. Okay, you got it. 4 out of 7.
Yes, yes. Woo.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Is it the 13th Amendment?
Nope. Because there were, you already found that one. Because there were 13 original colonies.
Oh, that I didn't know. Stars is the states, right?
Stars are the states, yes.
Yes.
When do we celebrate Independence Day?
July 4th.
Yep. So you're 5 out of 9. What stops any one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Is it Supreme Court? Or
what stops the Supreme Court from becoming too powerful? So what is the system that we have that stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
I forgot. Did I even know that?
We talked about checks and balances.
Oh, check and balances. Yeah, is that
that's
what
the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or separation of power. So
separation of power.
Supreme Court can't tell Congress what to do and so on.
Yep.
So you got 5 out of 10, 50%.
I don't think I passed. It's 80. I think you need to do at least 80%, right?
I don't even know. Okay, let's try a few more questions, see if you have your percentage. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
The president of the United States.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So 6 out of 1. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
Oh, voting.
Yes, vote in a federal election.
Yep. Yes. So it's what? 8 out of…
Seven out of 12. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
A Native American.
Yep. So 9 out of 13. You're getting closer to that 80%. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s.
Was it World War One in 1800?
No, World War One was in 1917 to 1919. I'm going to ignore that you said that. We're not going to fail you on that one.
I don't even know what other war. Was it the Independence War or something like that?
That was in the 1700s.
Oh, 1800. What's happening in 1800?
What are all the big wars of the U.S.? Just think of one that's in the 1800s.
I don't even know what war are we fighting right now. Other than the Afghan War. Is the Pearl Harbor? Is the Pearl Harbor? No, the Pearl Harbor.
No, World War II was in 1941.
And then the Vietnam War is in
60s and 70s.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, the Civil War was 1861 to 65. All right, you're 9 out of 14. Who was president during World War One?
Was it Jimmy Carter? Or was it
World War One? Jimmy Carter was 1977 to 1981.
Is it Nixon?
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, I really don't know. I have no idea who that is.
Why does the flag have 50 stars?
Oh, yeah, the states. Oh, the states. And territory, okay. I think.
What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?
The Pacific Ocean?
Yep. Name two national U.S. holidays.
This is hard. Christmas and 4th of July.
Yes. Good. So like New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, yeah. President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Who makes federal laws?
It's the president of the United States. No. Yeah. Oh, no. Congress.
Congress. Yes. You're right. So I lost track. You're not at 80%. You got 11 out of like 16. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's 70%.
All right. We got more questions here, but I think you need to do a little bit of work on that.
The thing is, I just didn't like history. We'll be right back.
I'll ask you a few more questions so people can try this at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit me. I'm not going to use Google.
During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States? So during the Cold War…
Nuclear?
No. That's a good answer, but what were we concerned about spreading in the Cold War?
Was it propaganda? No.
Communism.
Communism. Oh yeah, because against Russia. I didn't know communism was the thing that you guys were afraid of spreading.
When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
It's 1875.
No, but what day? When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
Is it Independence Day?
Which what day is that?
The 4th of July.
4th of July, what year? Can you, do you know the year?
I thought it was 1875. Or is it 1975? No. That's too late.
1776.
1776. I got a 7 right.
Here's one I didn't know. How many amendments does the Constitution have?
24.
27.
27? I thought we've been through that. I thought it's 24.
I might have skipped a few. In what month do we vote for president?
That happened last year in December. No, November.
November, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Name one state that borders Canada.
Minnesota.
Minnesota
is the American version of Canadian.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Benjamin Franklin? No.
Nope.
John Adam?
Nope.
George Washington?
Nope.
Something Hancock?
Nope, but he was the person who signed it.
Yeah,
he was the first person who signed it.
Everyone.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. About all these people.
Let's see.
I'm bad with people names. I'm really bad with people names.
Okay. What is the name of the Vice President of the United States?
Right now?
Yeah.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
I remember that because apparently Kamala, if you spell the name backwards, means Alamak in English. In Malay or Indonesia means oh my God.
Really? I didn't know that. What an interesting little fact. Alamak?
Alamak means like, oh no. It's like, I just found it out because I was scrolling through some meme and then like some Singaporean made a meme about Kamala Harris. I'm like, oh, that's really funny.
There were 13 original states. Name 3.
Philadelphia.
No, states.
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pennsylvania. Was New York a state then?
Yes.
Yep. Pennsylvania, New York, and Massachusetts.
Yes.
Because that three, that's where… See, you know how I know this? So there's a game that I play called Assassin's Creed that was set during Civil War. Oh no, it's not Civil War. The war they fought between England and when they fought for independence. So yeah, I remember those.
What did the Declaration of Independence do? Why did they write the Declaration of Independence?
About the right? About your right? Because
that's the Constitution.
Okay. To show that you are independent from the Great Britain?
Yes. Good answer.
Yes. It has to be Great Britain because that's what it was called back then.
Who signs the bills to become laws?
President of the United States.
Yes. What did Susan B. Anthony do?
Who the hell is Susan B. Anthony? I feel like I should know this name.
She fought for women's rights.
Oh, I'm sorry to all the women out there. I really don't know this name. I really have no idea about this name. I'm sorry, but I love everyone, every woman. in a nice way.
You're canceled.
I know.
Let's see. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
What is one power of the federal government?
Collect federal taxes.
I'm gonna. That's actually wasn't in the original Constitution.
Oh, really?
That was an amendment later on.
Oh, not in the original Constitution.
No.
Federal law is does passing bills. Well, do they pass bills? Yeah.
No, they don't. The federal government. Well, I guess you can consider.
Yeah, because
Congress.
And Congress is federal.
I think this question really means the executive branch. So I'll give you a pass on that one. The answer is to print money, to declare war, to create an army, to make treaties.
That all sounds so bad. That all sounds so aggressive. That
right.
all sounds like something that can abuse at any time they want to.
Yes. Let's see. Where is the Statue of Liberty?
Oh. Staten Island, New York City.
Yes.
Close to Staten Island.
Yes. When must... This is a hard question for you if you're not from the U.S. When must all men register for the Selective Service? Meaning you could get drafted into the Army.
Isn't it 18?
18, you're right.
Yeah, I know about this because we talk about this all the time. Because at 18, you have the right to go... To drive a freaking huge tank in another country, but you can't drink.
A well-known comedian made that joke on stage once.
Yeah, the well-known comedian named James Altucher, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Name one American Indian tribe in the U.S.
What? I thought Native American, but they have different tribes, right?
No, name one Native American tribe.
I have no idea. Amazon? No, Amazon is in Amazon. I have no idea.
Like the Apache tribe.
Oh, that, I don't know. Do you know that?
Yeah, I would have known that. Let's see. Who is the Speaker of the House of Representatives?
Right now?
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
I know that because everyone hated her.
Who was the first president?
George Washington.
What is the capital of your state?
New York City. Oh, no. Albany.
Albany.
Albany,
Who is the governor of your state? This is a hard one in New York right now.
I know. Do you wait? When did he resign? I mean, Chris Cuomo technically is already done by now, right?
Well, Chris Cuomo is a CNN commentator, but Andrew Cuomo.
No, sorry,
was the
Andrew
governor.
Cuomo. Sorry, I told you I met him before, right?
No.
Yeah, I met him. I recorded him once. He came in. He's very tall. He's freaking tall. He looked at me. He shook my hand, and then never look at me again for the whole sessions.
Wow. And what was he was recording a book or something?
Okay.
He was singing a song?
No. He was recording a campaign about free educations because he wanted to go against Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When was that?
That was shortly I left Sweet Sound. So I would say it's when did I get? I think it's 2017.
Oh, wow.
Was it 2018?
You should have gotten him on the podcast.
Oh, that like the studio manager specifically asked me not to talk to him too much.
Okay.
He's like, he's a very high profile people. Make sure you don't talk to him. No picture and this and that. And he came in, shook my hand, and then he proceeded to ignore me the whole sessions, even though I'm the engineer that was running the sessions.
Jerk. Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II?
Nixon? Jimmy Carter?
Nixon, I think we got to give you a history of Nixon. Nixon was president from he was elected in 1968. So he was president from 1969 till his retirement on, if I'm getting it correctly, August 19th, 1974.
Right.
So World War II, even in Malaysia, you must know when World War II was.
Yeah, that was before I was born. My grandpa actually fought in World War II.
Yeah, see, so who was the U.S. president then?
It's not JFK, is it?
No.
JFK is later, right?
Yes. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
And he was elected four times for president.
Didn't he have polio?
And he had polio, yes.
Yeah.
He kept it quiet that he had polio.
Yeah, I know about that. Like he has, like the, I think the reporter can never take a picture of him or something like that with him standing up. And then he always have someone with him. Sort of use the angle to hide his polio.
Here's one. What is one promise you make when you become a U.S. citizen? So when they're swearing you in, what is one thing you have to promise? At least one thing you have to promise.
Not to commit crime.
Yeah, obey the laws of the United States.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with that.
I wanted to say like the right to bear arm at all times. Because that's what U.S.
But you refer to it too. You have to give up loyalty to other countries.
Yeah. That's why I can't have two passports.
You serve in the U.S. military if needed. Serve the nation if needed. And you have to be loyal to the United States.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Obey the law is pretty straightforward. I felt like every country needs that.
Name one state that borders Mexico.
Texas.
Yes. Texas, yeah, New Mexico, Arizona, California.
Yeah, because it's what's happening right now. Everyone, most of the Mexicans trying to get in. And then they just signed a bill to reinstate, remain in Mexico.
All right, so you can't become a citizen yet, but with a little bit of hard work, you could do it.
So much history. Like history is the one that gets me because I'm just not a history person. I can remember like things that happening around me and can remember like tech stuff. History is just hard. Like I'm just bad at remembering like dates. You would have thought that Asia would be good with numbers, but not years and dates.
Well, you're a special case. let's see. There's some statistics in the back of the book too. I asked you most of the questions. Just study those and you'll be a citizen.
I don't remember those questions anymore.
So here's an interesting one. But this is not a question. This is just statistics. There's also statistics in the back of David's book. So 69% of Americans think America is the best country in the world. For men, it's 73%. For women, it's 66%. For white people, it's 72%. And for black people, it's 66%.
You know why is that, right? Because most of the people that get oppressed wouldn't think where they live is great. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And here's an interesting statistic. So 43% think America's best days are behind us, but 57% think America's best days are ahead of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have to ask you, what do you think?
It depends on how you define great. So I don't really have an answer to that question.
Best day would be economically and opportunity.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I think America's best days are ahead of us, but I don't think America has good days or bad days. I don't like that question, actually.
Yeah.
And again, this isn't part of the citizenship question. These are just statistics from polls that are in the back of this book by David Rubenstein called The American Experiment.
What a great book.
Let's see. Yeah. I forgot to mention that in the interview with him, but I encourage people to listen to the interview with him. He's a very smart guy. He's the head of the Carlyle Group. He's a mega billionaire, but he's obsessed with American history.
You also told me that he pretty much run the country, right?
The Carlyle Group is very influential. I think they have like $500 billion under management. Let's see. Those are some. Okay, a majority of Americans agree on two qualities that are distinctive of America. And the distinct qualities of America that people think is that 64% of Americans think that freedom of speech is the most distinctive quality of America. And 51% think that the opportunity to vote in free and fair elections is the other distinctive quality.
All right, I have to ask you, do you think that those two are still the distinctive quality anymore?
I don't think they ever were. I don't think elections were ever really fair. I think there's probably in every single election, there's been some corruption. And freedom of speech, I think it's a big issue now that we're not addressing the issues of social media and freedom of speech. And that's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. I think the fact that you can't say something about, something that's controversial about COVID might be blocked one day, but then it's not controversial the next day and it's not blocked. And meanwhile, the leader of Iran can say something, really bad about Jews and that's never blocked.
And also like the thing, the words freedom is never really a freedom. Like who truly has freedom? That's the thing. No one in the world truly has freedom unless you live in like somewhere in Amazon, like no rules apply to you, but still you are bound by your base of morality. It's called morality morality, like, or your ethics.
Yeah, I think the issue of freedom is and what is freedom and how do you get freedom and the relationship between freedom and money, for instance, because I think people associate those a lot. I think there's a big relationship between freedom and money and freedom and the political freedoms in your country. And then there might be other issues like I think the freedoms of your family, the freedoms of your economic class. Yeah.
And so freedom with your morality, it's also very important too. Like you wouldn't, like for something, you know, like if something bad, you think it's bad, then you wouldn't want to do it. So it's almost sort of like an invisible bound for your freedom too, because you're bound by your morality.
Right. So you're a citizen of your morality first. But yeah. Jay, for sure, you cannot be a citizen of the U.S. at this point.
I would
even
be
if you wanted to be.
Nope. I would be happy with just a green card. So it's a work visa, you know?
So Jay fails a citizenship test and I even couldn't answer one or two questions, but that was it. That's the U.S. citizenship test.
All right. And if anyone that listening to this did this, and then you can feel free to tweet at James, you know, at Jay Altucher to tell us your score.
Yes. And I'll tell you one question that I didn't ask because I've never been able to answer this almost my entire life. But name who your U.S. representative is in Congress. I think that's the hardest question on this test.
My U.S. representative? Or anyone in Congress?
No, no. Name your U.S. representative.
How do I know who the hell, like, do I report to?
Well, you presumably would have voted for her if you were a U.S. citizen. But I guess you can't vote if you're not a… Oh, I don't even… You can't even vote in any federal
Elizabeth
election
Warren?
If you're not a U.S. citizen.
Hmm? Is it Elizabeth Warren?
No, Elizabeth Warren's a senator from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she still is, but I think she is. Yeah.
Who else is that? Emmy, whatever her name is.
I don't know. I don't know who our U.S. representative is. So, Jay, thanks for taking the test.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.